The Halloween, the Bram Stoker Festival happened in Dublin, though not completely in Dublin, as like any other 2020 festival, it's very much been an online event. But rather than reconfigured for the new regime, some of the events were built for socially distanced enjoyment. One of those, Eternal, is a production by the UK company Darkfield, whose members began creating experimental theatre in tunnels under London Bridge, and later in the streets of London using a mixture of phone apps, headphones and live performance. For the festival, Darkfield created an audio-only horror piece, designed and indeed specified to be listened to in bed, alone, in the dark, and specifically while lying on the right-hand side of the bed. Our online reviewer Jennifer O'Mara of TCD joined us for a debrief. Basically, it's a way of allowing you experience a performance just through your ears. I mean, some people might call that radio drama.
Yeah, exactly. They're taking advantage of the kind of immersive nature of sound. And even their request that they make at the start, you know, that you listen through this, through earphones, that you close your eyes for the duration of it. And so they're trying to block out, I suppose, any other sensory input to make it as immersive as possible.
This is in the context of the Bram Stoker Festival, which is a kind of like a Halloween festival that celebrates the Irish writer and inventor of Dracula.
Yeah, it's been running for a few years now, and they always have interesting and often quite experimental productions. Darkfield had planned to have an event last year at it as well called Seance, which was going to be in a shipping container, and it had to be cancelled actually at the last minute due to a sort of related tragedy in the UK in a shipping container. So they didn't get to execute it last year. And it seems now they've moved more online. So in addition to Eternal, which was the project specifically for the Bram Stoker Festival, they also have one called Visitors and another called Double that is aimed at two people who are meant to do this at home opposite each other at a kitchen table. So using that as a kind of set, this is something that came up then with Eternal, where you were required or directed to experience this from your bed, and they become even more specific in terms of telling you, you know, which side of the bed to be on. You know, we're listening to one man talk to us about the sounds in his house and the kind of threats from outside, which are always kind of quite vague.
When you describe it, there isn't a lot of narrative drive going on there. I mean, if you went to see a play with that content, how satisfied would you be, I guess?
Yeah, it's that kind of minimal narrative, and it's all about the atmosphere and the kind of intimacy. And I think that's something it does really well. It's really effective at taking advantage of the fact that the audience is supposed to be alone in their bedroom in the dark, and they're entirely reliant on the sounds that they're hearing to try and understand. Thinking about sound in general, and how much more so than with sight, it can be more ambiguous, and we don't necessarily know what we're hearing at different points. We have to try and identify it, and that you can kind of hear beyond walls where you can't see beyond walls. So there's always that sense, often really well used in horror films as well, that we fear the unknown, and that sound is often unknown until we kind of identify it or see what the corresponding element is.
I mean, it's one of the drawbacks of say, video VR, is that the resolution of the headsets is not good enough to really produce a feeling of life. But with spatialized audio, they use binaural audio, the sensation that you are in the same space as the sounds is very, very intense.
Yeah, exactly. And that they've built this into the design of it in terms of, you know, telling you to lie on the right of your bed, and then later in the production that some of the most kind of evocative sounds, they come, you know, at you from the left, particularly the kind of like animalistic whispering at one point. That's really quite uncomfortable, and I could definitely feel myself like reacting to it. There's that sense in which it feels very, very close, and taking advantage, I suppose, of the things that we see with podcasts, for example, in terms of people finding that quite comforting or intimate at points. But then if you turn that around and turn it into a kind of horror experience, it also makes it more jarring and more uncomfortable.
You tend to see this as part of a larger turn in kind of cultural production to put a real emphasis on sound.
this is definitely part of a bigger move towards sound culture in recent years, and particularly with things like podcasts and audiobooks and sound focused theater plays even. So there are lots of examples of this, including, of course, the huge trend for podcasts. And this particular Eternal experience reminded me of something like Welcome to Night Vale, the long running podcast series coming out of the US, where you have, again, a very unusual world being developed via audio and via sound, but one that would never be possible to render visually. So thinking about the challenges that creates, but also the possibilities for, you know, theater practitioners, for sound designers, for actors. And this is something that I've developed a seminar series to begin to explore through the Trinity Long Room Hub.
What does that turn mean, do you think? Why have we turned in that direction?
I think partly it's due to an over-reliance on screens, the fact that we're constantly inundated with digital imagery, with scrolling through emails and social media. And I think it's partly just a turn in the other direction, a wanting to kind of detach from that. That, you know, it's actually draining to spend so much time obviously looking at screens, and it's tiring and it's bad for your eyes and all of those things. And I think people want opportunities to step away from that and to just listen to things. And it goes back to a lot of the storytelling traditions, and as you mentioned earlier, audio dramas and radio plays and things like that, which have had a long history, you know, going back to the start of the last century, and how there's always been that kind of trend going on in the background, but that with digital sound and with podcasting and even with audiobooks, there's this emphasis on trying to listen more intently rather than, you know, constantly wanting to be looking at things when we're spending so much time staring at screens.
I was talking to Jennifer O'Mara of TCD there about Eternal at this year's Bram Stoker Festival. And you can attend Double, one of the other Darkfield productions Jennifer mentioned, using the same sound tech online this week. Check out darkfield.org for tickets. And the first part of that seminar series Jennifer mentioned is live online tomorrow evening at 7. Search Trinity Long Room Hub Sonic Spaces to sign up.